We're going to talk about much to do about nothing tonight in preparation for our AMA tomorrow. Hey, why not? So next on Live Free and Ham. Well, hello and welcome to Live Free and Ham podcast. This is our weekly show where we discuss ham radio topics in New Hampshire, New England, and beyond. And so we're thrilled to have you here. Ted, thank you again for joining us here on the live stream. And if you're a Patreon member, we now have the capability for you to come hang out with us during our recording. So we'll get into more on that in a second. But, you know, again, like I said, we're thrilled to have you guys here. And thanks again for tuning in. And we appreciate you for joining for this episode. So let's get into our show. I'm your host, Eric, call sign N1JUR. And I'm with my co-hosts.
It's Paul, N1OJ.
And Todd, W1SDJ.
Awesome. Okay. Well, guys, Lou, we always like to do a little catch up here. And we got a lot going on. So I'm going to kind of get to the point very quickly. So as always, you can always head up to our storefront at livefreeandham.com/shop. And you can check out all of our merch over there. You can pick up your bacon pack of hammies. And we've got a couple of new shirts in the store. So make sure you head over there, check those out. We've added a bunch more to the store. So we'd love to have you check out the merch. And, you know, if there's stuff or suggestions, let us know. And I am going to announce this because Bob Koff has not responded back to me, dude. So if you're listening, Bob Koff, please respond. Reply back to us because I want to send you your first shirt. So we did a custom shirt for Bob Koff, basically, you know, in honor of being, you know, a great loyal Patreon member. We wanted everybody to be like Bob Koff. And so you can go over to our storefront, check out that shirt. It's called the Bob Koff Patreon shirt. So Bob, please reach out to us. We want to send you a free shirt. So, you know, because we love, you know, how much you are so loyal to the show, and everybody as well. But, Bob has, stepped up and he's always been the one to say, did that play?
No.
Nope.
Damn it. Why not? You, damn. Oh, wait. Oh, well, you know, yeah, we'll one day figure out this stupid interface. I'm still working on it, so my apologies. But either way, you know, he is one of those supporters. Guys. So
this is Bob Koff.
Oh,
I'm watching Paul's got the February show on YouTube, and I just joined your Patreon at the $5 level, and I see that you have 406 subscribers to your YouTube channel. And I'd like to encourage as many of those as possible to join your Patreon.
Yes, sir.
You can join for as little as $3 a month. It's not a big expense. Hey, I got another question for you, though. On your YouTube channel, it says the hosts.
Yeah, you can shut it off after that point.
Well, we miss Ryan.
Yeah, we do. We do. But we've already established that. So good on that one. So yeah, like Bob mentioned, you know, you can definitely head over to our Patreon. And, you know, are you actually just our Patreon at this point? I keep thinking that we, you know, we're monetized on our YouTube channel, but we're not quite there yet, which actually brings me to the other point. It's like we are literally 4 subscribers away from hitting 500. Come on, guys. Push us over the envelope, push us right over to the 500 mark because we want to be able to do a giveaway. We want to be able to do another live stream. So, you know, if you haven't subscribed, spread, you know, definitely subscribe, but spread the word around, let people know, you know, that, you know, we're looking to get there. So, you know, we can add to our ranks there and get more people, you know, with Live Free and Ham in their ears. So, good on that one. And so, with that, we've got a live stream. So obviously when you hear this episode, it'll be about a week later, but we have a live stream scheduled. Yeah, exactly. We've already had it. It's our AMA. That'll actually be out 24 hours after we record it. So, or live stream it, I should say. So make sure you, you know, check that out in your podcast feed and let us know what you think of it. But, yeah, you can definitely, be part of, our live streams. And the simple way to do that is just head over, subscribe to our Patreon, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and make sure you get that bell, so you get notified when we go live. And with us always, we are, planning a lot. So, you know, you can always reach out to us via SMS. You can leave us a voicemail at 978-233-1142. And again, all of those links are in our show notes. Make sure you, check those out and, you know, send us something just like Ted, you know, he stopped the podcast and he sent us a voicemail. So I'm saying, what's your excuse? You need to do it yourself. So that's all you need to do. Stop the podcast right now. Head over to, dial your phone, 978-233-1142. And again, we apologize. We couldn't get a 603 number because apparently they're so limited, it would cost some money. So, either way. All right. So with that, if you'd like to support our show, we could always use the help, and we appreciate all of those subscribers by heading over to our Patreon and become a Patreon member. Like Bob says, you can join for as little as $3 a month, and you get a ton of stuff. I mean, obviously, this isn't a perfect example. So if you are watching, this is one of our regular releases of the week. We, as a Patreon, we have a live stream where you guys can come be part of the chat, hang out with us. And get to hear our banter and hear everything live, all the mistakes, all the uncut, all the raw footage, all there for your, consumption. And, it's just one of the many things that, all of our Patreon members get, being supporters. So, all good. Okay. So, we don't have anything new for the mailbag or doing good this week. So we are going to dive right into our favorite episode.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
And now, a little something extra with Todd, W1STJ.
Still a general.
All right, still a general. Okay, cool. Well, without further ado, let me get into my section here. So, yeah, you heard it before. This is where we help Todd study for his extra class license. And I have to say, Todd has been a role model, because last week we shared an example of how this episode and this section has helped others reach their goal of getting extra. So, Todd, you have led the charge, even though, you still struggle to get to your extra. One day, those folks will be able to lift you up on their shoulders and say, hey, I have finally become an extra. So, with that, I am going to pass this over to our VE quizmaster here. Paul, go ahead and take it away.
All right, Todd. We are still sampling questions from every sub-element to try and get you proficient. So question number one comes from sub-element number one. You might remember this one from back in the day. What notifications must be given before transmitting on the 630 or 2200 meter bands? Is it A, operators must inform the Utilities Technology Council of their call sign and coordinates of the station? B, a special endorsement must be requested by the FCC. C, operators must inform the FAA of their intent to operate, giving their call sign and distance to the nearest runway. Or is it D, an environmental impact statement must be filed with the Department of the Interior?
Versus the exterior. All right, let's see if the stupid song plays, which I'm probably saying you're not hearing it right now. So,
no.
Mr. N10G, go ahead and kick it off if you've got it played. Otherwise, I'm going to keep working on this, getting this.
Oh, we'll just have to cancel the set. Oh, no. All right. I'm going to say a special endorsement must be requested for the FCC. Eric?
We can't hear Eric anymore.
Why?
Because he messed up his sounds.
How's that? Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hear me now. Okay. All right. Well, did you hear the audio, though, the music, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So now it'll be different. Well, you should have heard me playing it.
Oh, were you playing it?
Yeah, and then, I was. Then
I will not touch a damn thing and not screw this whole episode up to let it go to hell, catch fire in a dumpster. I'm going to go with B as my choice. And Ted, you there in the chat, if you want to throw in your answer, feel free.
Because it's definitely notify the FAA.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So Todd, you're saying C?
No, I'm saying B.
B. Bravo.
B. Okay.
I was joking.
Well, B is incorrect.
And
then it's A.
Ted is going with A.
Ooh.
Ted is correct, my friend.
I almost went with A, but I forgot what the UTC was.
I guess. So the Utilities Telecom Council notification registration is required because of the use of power line carrier systems on these frequencies and the potential for interference with power line communication systems. The process for registration is simple, though, and can be done at that URL. And then there's some additional regulations for you. And your hint, what was pounded in your head for the technician license?
Pounded.
State your call sign regularly. The only answer mentioning a call sign is the correct answer.
And apparently it was drilled home for Ted big time tonight. Nice job. Quick question.
All right, Todd. Nope.
Oh, damn this audio. All right. Well, anyway, keep going.
Okay. Question number two for the evening. Which of the following types of noise can often be reduced by a digital noise reduction? Is it A, all of these choices are correct? B, broadband white noise? C, ignition noise? Or D, power line noise?
Ooh. I always like the A.
Well, if it's all of these are correct, if I pick one of them, at least I got it partially right.
Partial, 25%. Right.
I don't think it's broadband white noise, power line noise. I'm going to go with C.
I'm an A guy for sure.
All right. Well, Todd said C. C is wrong.
DNR.
Eric said A, and A is correct. All of these choices.
And the only reason why I know it is because I have ignition wine, not ignition wine. I have fuel pump wine from my FT 891 install. So DNR works wonders, including noise blanker.
So DSP noise reduction operates by examining a characteristic of signals and noise called correlation and dynamically filtering out the undesired noise. Correlation is a measure of the regularity of a signal. In most digital signal processing noise blanker implementations, the amount of noise reduction varies according to the correlation characteristics of the noise. Random noise, such as white noise or static, is uncorrelated. Speech and ignition noise is moderately correlated. Heterodynes and pure tones are highly correlated. There you go. Learn something new, right?
Nice. As Ted says, where there's an all the above, it's always the correct answer.
It's not
almost.
Right. Almost. Not about 99% of it.
No, it's really not.
You heard it from Todd. No, it's not.
All right, Todd. You're striking out today. So for the third and final question, this could be strike three. Oh, how much does increasing a receiver's bandwidth from 50 hertz to 1,000 hertz increase the receiver's noise floor? Is it A, 10 dB, B, 3 dB, C, 5 dB, or is it D, 13 dB?
I couldn't tell you. Oh, how much is increasing a receiver's band? I would do 3 dB. I always know that number for some reason.
B.
All right, so you both say B, and B is incorrect.
Duh. What is it, 5?
13.
It is 13.
Which, you had the 3.
Okay, sure.
All right. Here's your explanation. The receiver noise floor increases directly with the fuck. Why am I hearing myself?
We have an echo.
Oh, okay. Eric.
How about now? You good? Okay. I didn't touch anything. What the heck?
All right. Yep, we're good.
What did
All
you right. do?
Okay.
So what the hell? Once again, all right, receiver noise floor increases directly with increased receiver bandwidth, since a wider bandwidth allows proportionally more background noise into the receiver. This becomes a log calculation of the dB change from 50 hertz to 1,000 hertz as follows. 10 log multiplied by 1,000 hertz divided by 50 hertz equals 10 log 20 equals 13.01 dB. If you'd rather avoid the log calculation and estimate the answer, then you can consider that 50 hertz times 10 equals 500, which is 10 dB, plus 500 hertz times 2 equals 1,000 hertz, 3 dB equals 13 dB. Apparently, your hint is it's unlucky 13 to be a near a noisy floor.
Okay, sure. Unlucky 13. I'll go with that one. Oh boy. So is how many was that?
Big loser.
It was 0 for 3.
That's a strikeout.
Yes, 0 for 3, Eric.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you know, it is what it is.
I got to come back next week to, are we doing this tomorrow too?
Well, we got a live
stream. Of course.
If you want to do it tomorrow, I guess.
No. I got to come back 3 for 3 to at least get my average back to 500.
Well, your track record with live streams is 0 for 3. So, you know, I would have to say, you know, your judgment call on that one.
Boss, I'm calling out sick tomorrow.
Well, then we'll just have you. We'll do your AI stand in.
Yeah,
let me, I'm going to make right, one
sorry, switch. Guys, a total failure. I didn't study this week at all. I've been just baseball swamped and work. And so.
Excuses.
Yeah, there are excuses.
That's totally fine, man. Totally fine. You know, once we're in the third year at that point, I'm not going to be even asking any longer. I'd be like, when is it going to come? When is it going to be here? All right. I'm going to make one change here. Let me know if I get an echo here.
Can't hear you. Nothing.
Back to this. Screw that.
There you go.
Okay. I'm back now. Fine. Leave it that way. Ted, thank you again for the additional subscribers. I appreciate those. We're getting just so close. I didn't actually look to see how many we actually had total on the page, but I'm sure we're probably just at the point of 500. But, you know, and I'm sure a few, once we get on a live stream tomorrow, we'll do the same thing. So all good. Oh, we're at 500. Wow. Holy crap. Well, then, Ted, we you know, I'm impressed. If you've already pushed us over the edge, then, you know, man, you are number one fan here in my book. Nice. All right, cool. All right, so with that, you know, hey, if you're studying for your journey to your technician general extra class license, then hamstudy.org is always an excellent resource for getting your ticket. And now, if you recently maybe upgraded your license, or maybe you just got your license the first time, you know, we want to know. So we can recognize you on our next episode for all your hard work and effort. And you can always email us at livefreeandham@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on the Discord, or feel free to, if you're so adventurous, to hit us up on Winlink and send those directly to N1OG, because nobody else is going to respond. All right. Well, with that, in our usual fashion, you know, how's your ham radio week been? And we'll start with you, Paul. No. Where'd you go, bud? We get no.
We can't hear you.
No audio now. Where'd you go?
Oh, I muted myself when I opened my beer.
Oh, well, appreciate, you know, the bush sound.
I didn't do any ham radio this week, so I have nothing exciting to talk about ham radio wise.
Okay. Well, hey,
wait. But I'm wearing a cool shirt. So yes. send me your QSLs.
Yep. That is an awesome shirt. I love that one. I wore that to several occasions. Great shirt. So you can head over to our storefront over at livefreeandham.com, pick your own shirt up too as well. And so, yeah, thank you again for Paul for wearing that. And so with that, since no ham radio week with Mr. N1OG, how are you, said Todd?
Well, my ham radio week was, well, I did do one thing. I did something. Oops.
What is that?
See that?
You bought another Jeep. So you want to install another radio.
Well, I uninstalled my 300.
Oh, you pulled it out.
Oh, yeah. And it was easier to pull out than it is to put in.
Oh, I'm sure.
But what I noticed is that 300.
That's what she said. Sorry. That's what she said. I don't have an audio for that. Sorry.
It was sitting underneath my passenger seat, and man, that thing was filthy.
Oh, I can imagine. It probably like sucked every bit of dirt.
Dust. Crumbs. Like I was like, I couldn't believe the thing even worked. And so I got it all out, and I'm getting a new, so I bought a Jeep Wrangler 4xe XEEX or whatever, so it's partially electric. The thing's amazing. It has 375 horsepower, and it handles way better than my other one because it's got all these freaking batteries in the middle of it. So when I go around corners, I don't feel like I'm going to tip over. And so I'm going to change my antenna setup. So I decided that I wasn't going to undo. I unhooked the antenna, but I left it mounted to the Jeep, you know, the connector.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get a better mount. And I'm going to mount it actually to the side window using a Molly rack on the outside, which I saw at Hamfest. So the question now is I have to take a look at it and see which side I'm putting the radio on and what's the best way to get it through. I'm assuming it's probably the same way. So it'll be on the passenger side.
Yeah. But, we'll go through like the cover, the cap or whatever.
Yeah. So now the other question is do I put the 300 back in or do I upgrade to a 500? And Eric found someone to buy my 400.
Oh, did you talk to him?
Yeah, he texted me and I told him, I said, I don't know where I'm at yet, but I said, if I sell it, I'll let you know first.
You obviously, Paul knows who I'm talking about. This was Punk Rock Ham Radio. He was
Alan.
Alan. He posted on our internal chat for our Tuesday night playlist that he was looking for a 400. And I'm like, dude, I know a guy. I know he can be convinced that he could sell his 400 to get himself that 500 he wants for the Jeep.
Yeah, so
I was going to say, I won't sell mine, so definitely not me.
Nope.
So the 300 in my shack, when I took it out, it's perfectly flush with my shelf that I have my monitor on underneath it. Like, cool. Perfect.
Okay.
Like, it's like it's meant to be there. So the big question is, I really love the 300 and I'm afraid if I may not like the 500 and I'll be really pissed.
Has Ryan sold his yet? I don't think he has.
He's not selling his now, but he did say not. I could go over there and he'd take the head to see what it would look like mounted. Okay.
Nice.
But I've been reading up on it and it does have some cool things to it. Like the one thing it has is like for low signals, it'll automatically adjust to pull in the low signals. And for us who listen to the Epson repeater, we have a lot of Quansheng people on HTs using that repeater. And a lot of the times they're low signal for me. So I was like, oh, that would be interesting. I wouldn't have to barely hear them and maybe pull it up. I don't know how well it works. So I'm going to look on YouTube and see if it really works, if it's really worth it. But so that's the deal.
Cool. Yeah, dude, that 500 would look pretty cool.
Put in the Discord if I should sell the 400 and buy the 500 and put the 300 in my shack.
Help Todd spend his money.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, dude, let me know when you go that route. With all the reviews with the 1F that's out there, with the everyone praising the front facing speaker, which is, the biggest thing. That's the same thing on the 500.
That's the other thing that, so I had it on the 300. I had this awesome mount that hooked onto the passenger side headrest, and it was a bar, and then he mounted a little speaker on it. Now, it's pretty awesome, but what I found is every time I would reach into the back, like if I was using a cup holder in the back, or I had to grab something from the back, I would hit the wire, rip the wire. Even though I had it mounted down, I would always somehow hit it, and then it was always getting in my way, and I was like, it would be nice.
Right, 500 would be nice.
If you had a front head speaker. So that was another, that's the main reason I started to look at it. And then I found all these other things. So.
Go for the big head. You need the big head.
And I have to get another, 67 mount because it's got a thing in the middle that shows fucking lights when it's charged. So that tray's not there. So I took I left the tray in there because it was a pain in the ass to unscrew it. So I was like, screw it, I'm not going to need it. But I took all the bars and the ball joints and stuff. So I got to call them to see how I can buy just the bar and not all the other stuff. Or is it cheaper just to buy all the other stuff?
Cool.
Because it's gonna use smaller, because it's going to stick out farther. It's going to use real small bars where you mount the stuff.
Right.
So I don't know. So there's a lot of things I gotta figure out and do. But I just got the Jeep this afternoon, and they didn't even have it all done. So I got to bring it back tomorrow. They're allowing me to keep my new tires that I got my old Jeep on it.
Oh, cool.
So
that's good.
Yeah. So, and the only reason I did it is it was I got a $20,000 incentive, 20 grand off.
Wow.
Right off the bat.
Holy crap.
Crazy?
So that means they padded it by at least 40.
No. So what it is it's a 24, but it's brand new. And I don't know. It was a combination of the program was, the dealership was giving employee pricing. The lender gave some kind of big discount. And then the government has, $7,500 if you buy one of these cars. So it was basically like a $68,000 car I got for $34,000 with my Jeep trade-in.
Not bad.
So
pretty good discount.
Yeah. And the guy was like, because my wife has the same kind of with her Grand Cherokee, and I've been driving it to the tournaments and stuff, and it's pretty cool technology. So I was like, well, this would be good. I could commute to work with no gas because you get about 22 miles per gallon on electric. So
that scares the shit out of Paul, just to let you know. But anyway, why? Because he doesn't even let his gas tank get down to halfway.
Well, no, you got a full tank if the electric goes out.
Agreed, but just those words.
Here's how the electric works.
Those words cause panic in the system.
Right? You actually have 15% because the motor needs the electric, especially for the torque and the horsepower.
Sure.
So, and the thing moves. I was surprised how fast it is, especially 0-60. It's in 5 seconds. And for a Jeep, that's pretty quick.
1.21 gigawatts.
But one of the things that's cool is it'll say 0%, but you actually have 15%. And then it regenerates as you drive. So when we were coming back from Albany at our baseball tournament, we were going down the hill in Vermont, and we were at 0. And when I got down to the bottom, I was at 7.
So it got almost 100. What? And it was almost 100 by the time you got to the other side of the hill.
No. We didn't charge while we were away. So, it does help. It was pretty cool. And for me, commuting, that's basically, I'm filling my tank up twice a week. So now I won't have to fill it up at all.
Nice.
So we'll see if it's worth it.
See more ham radio gear. Cool.
Yeah. And I get to redo the whole Jeep now.
Yeah.
Do it right.
The first time wasn't right. Come on. We literally spent a whole lot of time running wires in your last configuration.
Well, no, the ham radio was ran in right, but where the mount was, like the antenna behind that tire,
and yeah,
that mount, when I took the tire off, that thing was all rusted.
Oh boy,
that remember how we put the new tire, extra tire thing, it was all rusted, all the black paint peeled off, it was just iron rust.
Yeah,
junk.
Wow, dude. Yeah, well, good for you. Sounds like Got more projects to add to your list. Now, I have some bad news for you, dude. I just saw Shane posted on Instagram. He built his DX Commander.
Oh.
Over Memorial Day weekend. So,
didn't you tell him we were going to do it together?
I sent him emails, and we were kind of, you know, teasing the idea for a while. And then I was like, oh, I figured after Memorial Day, we would start the ball. DX
Commander that needs to be built?
HR2O, I think, you know, he might be our last hope. We'll see.
He's too busy to do it.
He always is too busy.
I've been clearing that place is, nothing's getting, I mean, I've chopped the shit out of that where it's going. Nothing's growing so far, so.
Well, good. Knock on wood, it stays that way.
Well, I got a couple, you know, after the first week in July, I got nothing to do.
So he says, you heard it here, folks.
There's no baseball, and I'm taking either Mondays or Fridays off, and I can take whatever day I want off in the summer, so we'll get it done.
Okay.
I got to get the radio in the Jeep, though, first.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. I'm sure you're chomping at the bit.
Why are you shaking your head?
Because you had a perfectly good Jeep with a fucking radio in it.
Yeah. But it was costing me like $90 a week for gas.
The radio wasn't costing you anything, though.
I know.
You just can sit in your driveway and talk on the radio, dude. That's really all the important parts.
Just for the commute. I was kind of like, I was kind of having withdrawals. I couldn't call out my call sign. I was like, who are you going to talk to on the riding today?
Nobody. You are radioless.
Normally, if no one answers me, Ralph will answer me. He'll always talk to me in the morning.
Bill's not anymore. Now he'll think you're mad at him or something because you're not on the air.
I don't think he watches the podcast anyway or listens to it.
Every once in a while.
Hey, are you guys, on another note, are you guys going on the deep sea fishing trip?
Nope. No, really? Sir. Nope. I do not do deep sea fishing.
Oh my God. It's going to be, Zach and I are going. It's going to be fun.
I bet it will be.
I have my own boat, so.
He might parallel you and show you where the really good fish are.
Maybe you can take me and Zach seriously. Like, we're just going for pick. I don't know what the hell. We're doing like small fish. Maybe we can go out and do some deep, big fish in your boat. You going to be around this summer?
Yeah, I'll be around at some point.
See, if anything, before we go deep sea fishing, we need to take Paul with his boat out to that frickin' island that's literally outside in the middle of Newcastle, yeah, and basically go activate that island.
Yeah, you need to do that.
That's an island for sure.
All right,
but okay, all right. You heard it here.
Get your jumps in and get your ass back here.
Come on,
plans for you, buddy.
Very cool.
All right, Eric. So, how was your week?
Well, thank you for asking, Todd. I'd have to say my week, I spent probably a good percentage trying to hone a couple of videos. I got a eval unit for spool antenna, and I've seen all of the reviews out there from everybody. You know, everyone does a little different, and I was like, all right, I got to do something different because I built the whole video. I literally had it all recorded, was ready to release it, and then I was like, this looks like every other video. Like, there's nothing beneficial from this video. So I scrapped it, and that's a first for me. So, you know, I scrapped it.
Whole video?
Deleted it. Sent it to the recycle bin, said, screw this. Not going to do it this way. So I re-recorded it, and I basically have to do one more segment with it. And it's going to be, you know, I think it covers all of the questions that I asked with every other video that I saw from everybody else who did a spool antenna video review. So, and not that they were bad, you know, I just wanted to show something different because everyone's like, oh, I can sort of, like an example, like I can sort of see the transformer. I'm like, screw this. I'm taking the screws out of the thing and we're going to look at the transformer on the inside to see actually how it's built. So, you know, I kind of tore it apart, rebuilt it, you know, kind of really just, you know, did it in a way that I, you know, I think when I walk away from it, I'll be like, okay, you know, everyone's going to be pretty satisfied with the fact that, you know, they're going to get something out of it. So spent most of the time doing that. I finally got my voice back. So I got to schedule a time here with Ted, W1TED, because he reached out to me and said, hey, he'd love to do a POTA with me. So, you know, we got to do a lunchtime POTA, hopefully maybe in the next couple of days, depending on the weather. And we'll see, you know, what our schedule's like if they align. And so he was looking to go do that at the Minuteman National Park, which is over in Concord kind of area. So looking forward to doing that with Ted. And I'll throw it out to anybody else. If you are interested in doing another Poto Park with me, or I'm sure any of these guys, you know, hit us up. We'll be glad. We'll set something up and we'll go do something, because it's always fun to be able to hang out with our listeners. And, you know, we love, you know, obviously just making contacts and playing radio and, you know, getting to meet some really cool people. So, you know, that's coming up hopefully. And then, I spent a little time. I'm working on building my mobile all-star node for the truck. So the only piece I have left is to finish fabricating a couple of the panels that are going to go on the back. And then I'm probably going to buy a Renogy 100-watt panel that's going to be mounted on my bed, which will power some of the batteries in the truck and just, you know, recharge them through some of the, you know, solar controllers and MPPTT stuff that I have. So, you know, all that's coming soon. So if you're interested in all that stuff, you know, check us out there. And I've been getting an itch, man. I got to go do a POTA. Tomorrow might be one of those days, and I think I'm going to go do the rail trail. Sorry, Todd. I will keep it up to like 10 contacts, you know, and so hey, we will not cross over.
Wait a minute. What time? Text me before when you're going out there. I might have time tomorrow to go out there.
All right. I'll do that. Yeah, because I'd probably be like right around a little bit before noontime or right around lunchtime. So we'll hit you up. And that way we can
do lunch and just do that.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
If I'm not in the air, I've got two parks within 30 minutes of me. Sweet. So maybe we can get a park to park.
Dude, I'm for it.
And
wow, free and ham park to park.
Just actually, so I want to.
How would that work if we use the live free and ham call sign? And
Paul, he would have to use a /2. I would, you know, so it'd have to be 1, 2, 3, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But just so I want to expand on what you said there, Eric, right? So one of the cool things about this road trip that I took was, you know, getting to meet Mike, getting to meet Chris Bricker. I know Chris Radio Life.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in Wisconsin. He's just a little bit north of me currently. I'm going to try and meet up with him at some point. Definitely meet up with the ham radio dude at some point. But yeah, if you want to meet up while I'm out here, you know, if you're a listener and you want to, I'm in Illinois, I'm in Rochelle, Illinois. But yeah, I'd love to do a photo with you. So hit me up.
Cool. Yeah. You heard it here. So yeah, looking forward to that. I'll hit you up, Todd. Yeah. We'll see what we can do about making it happen. And a bunch of other cool stuff going on the channel. And so, you know, if you haven't been a subscriber, head on over there and hang out with me, because there's a bunch of stuff coming soon. And so with that, we skipped totally over this, and my apologies. So, you know, we're just going to dive right into it really quick. So this is our usual segment here.
What's up with N1OG Now, a segment where we catch up with Paul on his travels.
What's up? All right. Well, so we alluded and Paul's talked a little bit. So, you know, give us an update, Paul. What's been going on?
Well, all right. So I didn't get a lot of skydiving in this weekend, but what skydiving I did get in, I passed my AFF. Advanced free fall levels 5, 6, ooh, and 7.
Sweet.
And I have been cleared for unsupervised skydiving.
Oh, so, the skies are in trouble now.
I'll tell you. So, I premiered a video today. It would have been, I think, 11 a.m. your time. I did it noon here. No, the other way.
Yep, reverse. Yep. So,
yeah, the other way. So 1 o'clock p.m. East time, which was my video for my AFF levels 2, 3, and 4. And the challenges that went along with those particular jumps. Then you get a quick little view of my tunnel time and the progression that I made in the tunnel. For those that don't understand, right? So every time I go up in the plane, I get about 60 seconds, 50 to 60 seconds of free fall time. And that's not a lot of time. Nope. To like really kind of get a feel for how you move in the wind and the air. And so I did a 10 minute AFF block in the tunnel. So they did 5 2-minute sessions, and I'll tell you, it's physically exhausting. It kicks your ass. But it was great because it was exactly what I needed. It was essentially, it was the equivalence of 10 skydives and yeah, that amount of free fall time. So yeah, absolutely fantastic. What a game changer. Really developed a good sense of how my body is supposed to be positioned. And now, I just finished the video that's going to be dropping probably mid to later week this week, where I do my level 5, level 6, and level 7. And those jumps, I had so much fun because I felt good. I felt confident. I was more relaxed, and I was able to actually enjoy it. So now skydiving is fun again. And I'm ready and raring. Like, I can't wait to get back up.
Very cool. That's awesome, dude. And you know, we're, like I said, we were talking and we've been touching upon the whole entire night on and off. So, dude, it's really cool to see all of the progress you're making, and just that, you know, by the end of this, dude, you're going to be certified. So, you know, that's really cool.
Yeah. I'm really, obviously, so it's 25 for the A, 25 jump minimum, 50 jump minimum for B. It's recommended that you get a canopy course in there. So I'll try and figure that out, because I definitely want to learn to be a better canopy pilot. I think that's where I have the most fun. But I've got the time, you know, so if I can fund it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to just try and get as many jumps under my belt as I can, because, it's going to be 200 before I can apply for the C license. And that's when I can put a camera on and, you know, start doing some of the other stuff.
Cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep.
Dude, that is awesome. And we appreciate, keeping us updated on your progress. I mean, obviously, you know, you could get more real time progress if you go head over to N1OG's, you know, channel himself, become a subscriber and a member there. And I guarantee you will be very super happy, because you'll get all of the real, you know, updates more than what you're getting here, which is kind of like after the fact, because it's already really happened. You get, you know, he's posting stuff real time all the time. So go over and support him there. It definitely helps, him and get him way closer to obviously achieving the goals that he's got set forth. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And I truly 100% appreciate, all the channel members and Patreon members that are supporting me and my endeavors. You know, every little bit counts and it helps. So I appreciate every little bit that everybody's willing to give. It is helpful and it is appreciated. So thank you.
Cool. Awesome. Well, where the hell Todd went, I don't know. it's just ebbs and flows, whatever. It's all good. So, cool. Outside of that, you can always go over and help Paul You can support him, obviously, with his membership stuff, with his Patreon. But head over if you want to contribute directly to skydiving stuff. You can head over to liveFreeAndHam.com. And up in the top right-hand corner, every little bit that you donate definitely helps him, obviously, get closer to his goals. There's a GoFundMe link up there, and you can contribute there. And, you know, definitely help support him. Because, you know, we obviously, want to see him be super successful and, you know, meet all of those goals. And, you know, hey, we get the direct benefit that, you know, when he jumps out of a plane, you know, it's a parachute mobile somewhere in New England, you know, and we don't have to wait for, you know, us to go to Hamvention or Carlos to come up this way. You know, Paul fills that need for us, you know, anytime, well, almost anytime. It shouldn't be that hard to get him to jump.
Well, and just to throw this out there, right. You know, that you're addicted to something when you're starting to sell off
other things,
all the old things.
Yep.
So,
tell the story.
Yeah. So, all right. I just want to throw it out because this radio has a story.
It does.
It is the ICOM 7300 that is famous for falling off of a table and ending up on the ground upside down. And I've had the pleasure of owning it for the last year. It's been a wonderful radio. I put rails on it. I bought a bigger box for it. But it's got a new home now, and it's going to be going to its new home next week in California with Frank, Ham Radio Wilderness with Frank. He's going to take Shane's old radio off my hands so that I can afford to get myself a Cookie G35 helmet.
He can fund his futures. But yeah, dude, that you know, if anything, I was kind of thinking of that, like when you told me that you were selling it, I was like, you know, if anything, if I could have that radio that had that story behind it and have it like kind of travel, you know, through many other hands, like the traveling pants, even though I hate that entire movie, it's like the traveling, you know, 7300, it goes on to the next person and Frank's going to obviously, you know, do something with it. And hopefully he has a story to go and, you know, who knows what the heck it's going to look like in 5 years, like, you know, it's not like it's just a radio. It's got stickers on it. It's got Grouch's stickers. It's got Shane stickers on it. So,
it's,
you know,
gonna end up back with Shane at some point.
Like, that would be hilarious if it made the full circle.
All it made the full circle. Have a time with it.
Worse off, it will probably be in 20 years when all of us are like touching our radios in the sky open air, and Shane's like, I want to have, like, I see this, you know, 7300 sitting on a bench at a you know, ham radio ham fest, and he'd be like, dude, I remember that radio, that's my original first radio, and, you know, it's still alive and kicking. So yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
It's awesome.
Sweet. All right. Well, you know, tonight, you know, we've got a little long, but, you know, we're going to kind of just focus on one topic tonight. I think, obviously, I mentioned or alluded to that you can head over to our storefront and check out some of our new shirts. Definitely head over there, check those things out, because I think, you know, you'd be quite pleasantly impressed. I'm actually going to probably have to refresh some of my wardrobe. So, you know, I'm going to be grabbing a few new ones this year. Yeah, Paul's obviously wearing one of our latest ones there, the Send QSL ones. So, you know, that's one of my favorite, but, you know, outside of that, I think we want to kind of talk a little bit around, and if you've been on our Discord, and you're, you know, a normal, you know, contributor to our Discord and just hanging out there, you might've seen a post that went out from us, about our 24-hour POTA. Now, we've been kind of thinking about this for a long time. We haven't seen anything. You know, Todd, I, and Paul have been kind of talking about how cool it would be to do this. And so we finally got off, you know, our you know, proverbial, you know, maybe what if someday kind of, you know, perch there, and decided that we're going to start this. And so Todd's reached out to his contacts over at Greenfield State Park. And so we are in September. September was 7th and 8th, I think is what we said. I have to, you know, I should really have the actual dates in front of me, but if you want to head over to our Discord, all that information's there. We're kind of in the gathering stage. And so let me get into it a little bit. So the whole idea around this was that we thought it would be really, really cool that if we could do a 24-hour POTA, you know, no one's ever done it. As far as we know, I haven't seen anybody do like from, you know, one hour zero to hour 2359, you know, a full straight through POTA activation. Now there's been, you know, obviously a little bit here and there, but nothing, you know, to that level. And so we thought it'd be really cool that we could all get together. We can make it fun, have a bunch of food, hang out, and then throw in the live stream aspect of just being able to have, you know, this POTA be out there. And, you know, we can, you know, throw in a bunch of other cool things like, you know, raffle giveaways and, you know, online giveaways and, you know, and everybody can come. And the idea is just, you know, if you're interested and you want to be part of it, we're putting together a form and you can head over to our website and go over to liftframeham.com/24-hour-POTA. And that page will get you to our form. And all you have to do is just kind of fill it in. But the idea is we're trying to gather a rough idea of how many people want to come and who's going to be camping and what's going to be the, you know, the overall volume of people so we can give the park rangers, because this is kind of like a little bit, as Todd mentioned or may not have mentioned, that it's a little bit out of season. And so, you know, we're going to be tailing the end of the regular camping season. So the park is working with us with the idea that we can, you know, do this 24-hour POTA and really just, you know, have a blast with it. So, you know, what do you guys think? I mean, obviously, you know, we've talked a little bit about offline about this, but, you know, what are your feelings on it? You know, what are you kind of hoping to expect? And, you know, maybe we can kind of branch it from there, maybe build more excitement.
Well, all I got to say is it's about goddamn time that somebody got Todd to get off his fucking ass and start organizing this shit.
The park was closed for a year. You can't really blame him for that. But yeah.
I tried last year and the place was freaking shut down.
Yep. Yeah. So you can't blame him for that. But ultimately, you know, now we're in good sorts. So, you know, now is the time to, you know, say shit or get off the pot kind of guys. And so, you know, as Paul said, let's, you know, sign up. Come on. We've got about what I think 6 people so far that have interest in wanting to do that and then camp out for the weekend.
Izzo coming?
I haven't heard anything from Izzo yet. You know how Izzo is, you know, unless it's his wedding weekend, which I don't think it will be, but we'll have to figure that one out. Maybe if it is, then he can have his wedding there while we're doing the 24-hour POTA and we'll live stream that.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, you know, outside of that, you know, really the whole premise, guys, is just to set up a station and operate under, you know, our current call sign. And so I, you know, dude, I've never really promoted this and we alluded to it earlier, but we finally got our club call sign here. So it's Whiskey One LFH. So Live Free and Ham. Finally, after many stupid hours of screw ups and, you know, FRN numbers and all of the other garbage that, N1JUR can't, read, for whatever reason, we finally got it all sorted out. So we are finally a club call. So we're going to be operating as W1LFH. And, you know, guys, I'm super excited because I'm just, you know, looking at the idea that, you know, we're just going to set up, have ham radio, barbecue, food, drinks, you know, 24 hours sitting by the campfire, you know, just having a blast.
Yeah, you know what I think is the greatest part of all of this, right? Is I could have a radio station in the trailer because I have a radio station in the trailer. Mm-hmm. But then I could also have a radio station outside the trailer.
Yep.
Like, I could operate wherever I want.
Exactly. You're pretty much suited for both atmospheres. So cool. Yeah, I think. We'll work out the details eventually. So, you know, I guess what we could say to some of our listeners first is, if you're interested and this, you know, definitely gets you excited, then like I said, head over to that form, fill it out. Let us know your interest. It's not a requirement. It's not a lock-in. We're not here to say, you know, hey, you're signing up. But what we'll do is we'll reach out. So it's kind of a first come, first serve. So if you've already filled the form in, you've already sent us a reply, then make sure, we reach back out to you. We'll secure your spot. And so you can bring your trailer, you can camp, ground camp, whatever works. We're going to be in a secluded area of the park, so we won't be bothering other campers with our radio gear. So we can be as, you know, loud calling CQ as much as we want. And, you know, having, you know, a couple of campfires and, you know, sharing, swapping stories And then, you know, I was hoping, you know, maybe I can reach out to a couple of other vendors, you know, for giveaways. So, you know, maybe I'll have some really cool giveaways. And so we'll keep those in the works. But yeah, you know, if you're interested, sign up, and then we'll get you some more details from that point, and you know, get you involved. But yeah, really, I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, I'm super excited. The only thing is I hope we have people that are willing to do some operating, because it might get really tiring. I might be like a blubbering mess, be like, whoa, CQ. We have to prep the radios to be like automatic, because I'll be like half asleep.
Yeah,
Paul will be wasted. After he has his like 30th whiskey, about 2 a.m.
Oh God, those are going to be the fun operating times. I have to say.
And I'm not used to staying up in here. I was, you know, last year I was like, oh, I'm working third shift. This would be a piece of cake. I'll do it all night long. I do it anyway, you know, when I'm working. So now I'm like, oh crap, how are we going to stay up? So I hope people are going to come and share in the wealth of trying to keep the POTA activation going.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, dude. So yeah, with that, I guess, you know, it's kind of one of those things that we're working out the details, but we want to, you know, let us know.
We should do a, you know, like how you count how many jelly beans are in a jar or whatever. We should do how many contacts will Live Free and Ham get in 24 hours?
Oh, and have like a bigger prize for that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, like whoever gets closest or the exact number or whatever.
We'd have to have a pre-advanced form so nobody can go like, hey, I really said it was 450.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be submitted 24 hours before the day, because you know, you don't want to, you know, the bands could be good or bad or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. It'd really suck if we were there for 24 hours and we didn't activate the park. The bands are so bad.
Dude, wouldn't that be worse if we had the worst CME show up on that weekend?
We would get hazed for like our entire life. Aren't you the guys that were there for 24 hours and didn't activate it?
We barely made 10 contacts.
Oh,
dude, that would be insane.
Well, so all we got to do, right, is just make a sheet with numbers, right? Well, like 1 through 500, let's say hypothetically, and then people could buy into whatever number they think.
Oh, slot,
right?
Okay.
Yeah
dude, that'd be pretty cool.
Then they buy that number, and that number's then taken, so nobody else can claim it.
Yeah,
like a dollar number
or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, something like that. Yeah, whatever.
Buy five for 20 or something like that.
It could be 500, it could be 1,000.
I would love to see that. That would be awesome.
I mean,
I think 500.
Don't bother me, because I'm gonna go until there's no one left.
You know, if whoever owns the 500, you know, if we went over 500, then they would win.
Well, I think it should be. I mean, I would say like 1 to 2,000.
2,000. Jeez.
What?
That's ambitious.
Well, those DXers, they go a weekend and get like 5,000 contacts.
Now, all right. So Ted's in the chat and he says charity fundraiser. And I kind of like that idea, right? Like, what if we took, you know, bets, if you will, you know, not gambling, but
how about we put a game a chance? How about we do it for Delta Dog?
I was thinking the Teachers Institute.
Yeah. That would be a good idea. I wouldn't mind doing that. That would be fun.
You know? And Ted says he's got a few operators that can help out. So that'll be good. We can get the stations actually rolling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We'll definitely have to do you know, kind of like a not an official sign up sheet, but at least get an idea of like how, you know, committed folks are for actually operating, because, you know, I'm sure if they're all like me, it'd be like, oh cool, I get to hang out by a campfire and drink and talk about ham radio. I'll do a little operating here and there, like my field days are, but you know, we'll definitely have to make sure we keep that train running.
Yeah,
you make 5 contacts and just socialize the rest of the time.
Exactly. Yeah, dude. Hey, don't give away my strategy. I'm not looking for that.
We have to have someone operating. Like, someone's got to be on the radio calling CQ for 24 hours.
Well,
it can't be. We operate. We take a couple hours. Come back and operate.
Oh no!
People are going to want to hunt us at any time of the day or night for that 24 hours, and someone needs to be on the radio.
Yeah, I think a lot like our live stream for 24 hours. So when that clock starts, there should always be at least somebody on the live stream making contacts in some form or fashion. Whoever that is, I don't care.
We're
like
just gonna have one camera live stream just on the station.
We'll have the one on the station. We'll throw another one out there where we have one.
Listen to this. Good thing I got this new Jeep because
your battery.
I got a. It comes with a inverter where I can just plug in, and I can run power right off my Jeep. It's got a pretty big ass generator battery in there, so I'm sure we could keep those cameras charged.
Oh yeah. Well, between what Paul brings for power, my 100 amp hour, your battery, Jeep, we'll be covered. I got 100
amp hour too. We'll have enough power for.
Yeah, we'll be covered for a long time.
Yeah,
we got to figure out what date we're doing it so we can get that locked in.
It is September 6th to 7th, 2025.
Oh, is that what we picked?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yep.
That's the one I put on this. Yeah, because we didn't want to do the weekend after, and we were figuring it was too cold. But like September is one of those weekends that like it's cold at night. So the closer you get more towards the end of September, it gets really, really cold fast. So, I don't want to be like in a jacket at 2 a.m. with, a full hat and parka and,
All right, well, I'm going to call
gloves.
I'm going to call them then tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Lock it in
and book and say, so far we've got now these. Yeah. Six campers or six people are just showing up?
We have a total of six, we'll say camp, we'll call them campsites. And those vary with either actual ground tent campers or people that are going to bring a trailer. We're all in some form.
Either the field or the parking lot, wherever we decide to set up.
Yeah. So yeah, our big space, that open space is where we're going to be plopping. So, you and I can split a camp. We'll rent a camper and we'll split it. And Paul will have his. We'll have space for other people. So if, they want to, if it's Izzo, you're hearing this and you're listening, there's plenty of space between Paul's trailer and our trailer for you to sleep up here. So there's no excuse why you can't get it on your calendar.
Yeah. Maybe we can get Walt to come up.
And Mike needs to change his anniversary date because apparently that's his anniversary weekend, but maybe he can work out a deal with his wife that he comes,
Hey, it's a beautiful park with a beautiful lake. I've got a kayak you can bring and you guys can go float out in the water.
Yeah.
Beginning of September, that lake is like 80 degrees. It's beautiful.
There you go.
So. I don't think you can drown. It's not very deep. It's like maybe shoulder height.
I'm sure Mike being a tall guy, it won't be a problem drowning, but yeah. All good. So yeah. Yeah. So keep your eyes peeled to the Discord. I mean, in essence, I'm going to create a couple more things on our website for folks. And we're just going to, the next couple of weeks, pass the word on. So if you know a bunch of people in the New England area or even outside of New England area, it's not limited to that. So if you're outside of it and you want to travel, let us know, we'll make sure we get you on the list, but you can head over. The link is in the show notes. And you can head over there and sign up and we'll make sure when we reach out to you, we've got, more info and details and costs. So we are going to kind of cater it for that Saturday so we don't have to spend a lot of time cooking. Not that we don't want to, but I don't know about you. I don't like doing the food menus. I like to cook for fun. I don't want to cook for thousands or hundreds or even tens of hundreds. We'll cater it and we'll have some of that cost built into it. So, we'll keep you updated on all those details as we kind of go on, but block it off on your calendar and let us know if you want to come and hang out because it'll be a blast.
It's going to be a tradition. We're going to end up doing this every year.
Dude. That would be huge. Cool.
10 years from now, it'll be like hamvention. They'll be like, we'll have to rent the whole park. Be like, oh, it's off limits. Ham radio operators only.
Sorry. That'd be cool. Although,
who knows? Maybe we'll even get a plaque or something for it, do the 24-hour activation.
Hey, dude, that would be cool.
This could be the start of something huge. So on another note, I finally got verification that I actually worked Antarctica.
What?
Oh, yeah, dude. back in December 26, 2021, I believe Paul sent me a text saying, dude, Antarctica's on FT8.
Oh, and you worked for FT8. is that a Sherpa?
It's all blurred.
Oh, yeah. Put it on your chest.
Can you see it?
Look at that.
Move it down a little bit. Yeah.
Dude, says the 62nd Japanese Antarctic Research. They spelled research wrong. R-E-S-E-R.
On their QSL card.
Yeah, oh boy. Expedition. But they're Japanese, you know? I'd probably spell shit wrong in Japanese if I had to do it.
I can't even spell in Japanese. So what are you talking about? I don't know how to spell in Japanese.
See, they spelled it right on the logo, but on the thing, it's wrong. That makes it even more classic.
But hold on. So they sent you a QSL card.
Well, they sent it to the QSL Bureau.
Oh, all right.
Forwarded it to me, as they do periodically when I get. And I only got two in this packet because, you know, I haven't been doing much DXing. And I got another one from Japan, and this one was FT8. This guy is from Gunma, Japan. And this was on the 18th of January, 2022.
Nice. So, well, I got something to look forward to when the Bureau eventually sends me cards.
Where are they sending them to? That's one of the things you're going to make sure it's not going back to
you. You know, I've had this one. You know, I've been like, I'm like, I worked in AR, but I didn't have really any proof. Like it got verified or, you know, but it was just like, you know what I mean? Like on when the
confirmed on QRZ or LOGW. Right. Yeah.
But I didn't have anything. So that's kind of cool.
Well, I'm pretty impressed that you're still doing FT8.
No, I haven't done FT8. This was back in 2021.
Oh my gosh. So that was that long ago. Okay.
But I finally got it.
Wow.
You never know.
Yeah, that was when I was still only doing digital.
Yeah, right. He was a serial digital guy.
I was upstairs and he's like, dude, Antarctica on FT8 right now. And I ran downstairs and turned on my radio and I'm like, and all of a sudden I saw him and I hit, you know, go, and they freaking got me like right away. I was like, holy shit. Wow. Like I got all the continents.
Oh boy. Yeah. No, I haven't gotten Antarctica in a while. Actually, I don't even think I even have them in my log. I'd have to go look, but man, I haven't done MNHFT8 either. So,
as we get older and the FT8 24 hour gets going, we'll travel down to Antarctica and do it down there.
Well, that's actually a good point. Like, did we want to do multiple modes with the 24 hour POTA, or are we going to just do sideband only?
Why not multiple modes? As long as we're spread out enough that, like, I'm not listening to.
We do FT8 and you're on sideband. It's like,
or we just, like, you know, we just operate one station, and then if you're in your slot, you can play one of the three. You know, because I'm sure there'll be a bunch of CW guys. It would be nice. Because I don't mind listening to a CW. Yeah, like as, Ted says, operator choice.
Does Tim say he's coming?
I'm sure he would.
KC1 QDK, he'll...
He's changing his call. You know, beware. Yeah. He's got a vanity call.
Yeah.
Was it... I can't remember his call. He's going to a 2x1. So he's looking for a vanity call now that he's got his extra. Oh. Sorry. I didn't mean to rub it in.
You guys are here. Such assholes.
Yeah, and he just said to me today on the repeater talking to him that, you know, he finally made a couple of CW contacts in the extra portion of the band finally. So, you know, he's living the dream, man. He's living the dream.
Rub it in.
Come on, man. You know, if you're having your wife quiz you every second of the day as you're sitting there doing Game Changer or, you know, coaching for the dugout, she'd be yelling, in a circuit, an L-type circuit, you have a NAND gate, an N gate, and an OR gate. Which one is it?
You know, and I was like, I was hoping, because I knew we were coming on the pod. I said, you know, I got a lot of court. I'll probably just be sitting around, and I'll have tons of time to, you know, go through it and refresh. And I had zero time today. Like, I didn't even have, I mean, I was, I still haven't even finished all the shit I was supposed to do today. I'm like, fuck.
Dude. It
all goes on the back burner.
Yeah, so I don't know if I want to do a 24-hour VE session with Todd there, as Ted says, VE session of the 24-hour POTA. I think hopefully by that point, you know, it's two more months in, he should have his extra. I don't know. What do you say, Paul?
I think he's frozen.
You're frozen. Elon gotcha. Oh, that, we got to screenshot that.
That's a good one. He kind of looks like his little Oscar the Grouch there. It's kind of got the same face.
Very like, this is his non-skydiving face.
Yeah.
This is exactly it.
This is the Grouch like.
Dude, this is a perfect shirt. I got to screenshot this. This would be like, you ever see the Bill Belichick shirt where it says the faces of Bill Belichick?
Yeah. The faces of Paul.
Yeah, the faces of Paul. All right, I got to screenshot that one. Back. Oh, dude. That was cool. We were watching Elon, take you away. And it was like the serious Paul face. And we were like, dude, this is like the perfect Bill Belichick shirt. The many faces of Bill Belichick. Oh, it was awesome. I was like, and then we'll just insert one with skydiving Paul. And it's like all of the rest of the smiling ear to ear. Dude, that's awesome. All right. Well, I don't know if you guys got any more to add. I think, we've been at this for 2 hours and Ted's been hanging out in the chat there, and we appreciate you hanging out with us. Yeah. We're about 2 hour at the 2 hour mark, any more longer, we're going to be, getting into ham radio workbench. And, we have a live stream tomorrow too, which is an AMA. So hopefully, we'll have a big audience and
right, just and a so lot I'm of people. Late. What time does that start?
That is 8:30. So you could be there like at 8:15 and be okay.
I'll be there early.
Totally fine, man. Not going to affect me. I'll be there like 8:15.
I'm going to come home from work and I'm going to get my camera and everything, hopefully working on my
PC, new laptop. And
we'll go from there.
Okay. You heard it here, folks. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, dude. Well, it's so far so good. Dude, I don't know.
Answer your phone, Eric. If I get in trouble, I need some help because I called you the other day and you didn't answer your phone.
Yeah, I know. I'm muted. But anyway.
Yeah, you were like, nope, I'm not answering the phone this Memorial Day.
I need paying clients.
I was just calling you to tell you that the radio was completely filthy.
Oh, dude, I didn't even get your call then if you called me yesterday.
I didn't leave you. I just figured you'd see the missed call.
I didn't even see that. I'll have to go back and look. Oh, bummer. Well, anyway,
you're ignoring me. Like I'm not going over there on Memorial Day weekend.
Why would I ignore you guys? I mean, if anything, I don't mind talking to you guys, whether it's, asking you the, 7 million computer questions or, whatever. So all good. So dude, what'd you guys think of the format? So you like it? Should we keep doing this? I mean, obviously one is not really a whole lot, but.
What do you mean? Keep doing it.
This.
I think 100%. We should bring our Patreon members in every recording. Like,
oh yeah,
they're supporting us and supporting the show. Like, I think this is a cool way to interact with the Patreon members. And guess what? If you want to join in the chat, all you need to do is just go to Patreon.
Yeah, it'll be posted there, and we'll add you to the Patreon Discord group, so you get notified instantaneously if you're a part of our Discord. And I think
how many do we have now, Patreon members?
I figured you'd ask that. Let me go look. I think we're sitting around. Yeah, we definitely have to do a Patreon members only live stream. Let me see, active members. We are right around 12, so we're doing pretty good.
Gotta update our list then.
Yep.
So, how many can you put on this this new format that we're using?
12.
So we have 12 Patreon members and the three of us. That won't work.
Yeah. So one of us will have to jump off, or we'll have to just substitute people in and out, or not every one of our Patreon members like to actually get on live streams, I'm sure, but they wouldn't mind being in the chat, which I'm sure that's perfectly fine.
Just
so
forget you're on. You just think you're talking on a Zoom to your buddies.
You and I think that way. I mean, we're used to it, but yeah, It's funny, not to put Ted on the spot. I was like, I had asked him because he had said, "Hey, let's go do a lunchtime poll." I said, "Okay, cool. Hey, do you mind if I record it?" And I think he kind of froze and panicked a little bit. Like, sure. I'm like, dude, it will be fine. You know, it'll be fun. So, all good. You know, when you're in front of the camera, you tend to not really realize, that there's a camera there. But
yeah.
So. All right. Well, cool. So now you guys got a little bit on the 24-hour POTA, hopefully, this has inspired you to jump on, sign up, because we want to have a bunch of people show up, and we'd love to have you come operate. Even if you can't come for the weekend and you want to just come and operate too, that's totally fine too, as well. We'll figure out a way to get you in, to the park, through whatever method.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to have a problem. Like, you can go into the park and you don't have to pay, like, unless you're camping. So people can just show up and come join up, hang out. You want to come in the day, night, whatever. But if you do camp, you probably have to, we have the camping fee or whatever, but
yep.
It'll be cool.
That'll be all built in. Yep. Sweet. All right. Well, you heard it here, folks. So, make sure you get over and fill in that form, like I said before. And like Paul mentioned, hey, the stream is what we're going to be doing going forward. So, if you're watching this, obviously at a regular release, which will probably be next week for us for this episode, this is going to be our format going forward. So if you want to be in on the action, you want to come hang out with us and you want to be part of the chat, definitely go over, head over, become a Patreon member, and we'll get you into this whole side of things, and there's a buttload of other stuff too as well. So come be a support the channel and support the show. So all right, well, with that, let's wrap things up, guys. So thanks again for supporting and being part of the Live Free and Ham podcast community. Again, we all truly appreciate it. We all love your support. We all love you guys hanging out with us. We appreciate, Ted for being our first honorary, Patreon member to be part of this first live stream. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate that. And, spread the word. And he's actually put us over the 500 mark. So, again, he's got double points there, man. Nice job. Woo, so, we'll start working out maybe a 500 subscriber, live stream giveaway. We'll have to talk to a Reliance because I know he's got a couple of antennas in the mix that he's been talking to me about. So maybe we'll throw those in as a couple of giveaways. So, but if you definitely want to support the show and you want to connect with us, you can head over to our Discord server, join in that conversation. And our links are all in the show notes below. As always, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and catch all of our awesome content there, including this show and this episode. And you can always leave us a review via our SMS link, or you can always leave us a voicemail, because we love getting voicemails from you guys at 978-233-1142. As we always said before, definitely you can join and support our show as a Patreon member, or if you want to do a one-time donation, you can do a buy us a beer link. Those are all on our website, and head over to livefreeandham.com where you can pick up, a bunch of our hammies. You can check out our new swag that we just posted up there on the storefront, and check out about all our shows, any of the information about us. And find all of our contact info. And as always, guys, thanks again for listening. And from all of us at Live Free and Ham, 7-3, guys.
7-3.
7-3.